gone morning to you. It's still there. If you've ever put something very precious to you in a special place for safekeeping, but every now and then you like to go back and take a look to make sure it's still there, then you'll really understand how precious the Bible is to the believer. Since becoming a husband, a father, a grandfather, a preacher, a pastor, and now caregiver to my mother, I sometimes find myself more than a little overwhelmed before I even get to the job in the morning. Though I fully understand in my head that God will take care of all things in His way and in His time, my heart sometimes wavers, and I desperately need a boost to hold me up. One thing I have done over the years to provide a bit of boost to my spirit was to pick out certain passages of Scripture that serve to remind me that even if none of the pressing burdens and issues of this life are resolved before Christ comes or God calls me home, nothing can take away the precious promises that await every true child of God someday. In times like these, I like to steal away to a quiet place with my Bible, and I might turn to John 14:1-3. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. The promise, it's still there. 1 Corinthians 15:51-53. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. The promise, it's still there. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. But I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. The promise, it's still there. Acts 1:9-11. Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. The promise, it's still there. Once I see all my special promises still there in His Word, I can rejoice to know there's a brighter day ahead.